This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, in this episode, which aired as the first episode of the Annie Griffith Show of 1963 on January the 7th, written by Bill Friedman and Harry Sharp, directed by Bob Sweeney, is known as Barney and the Governor. I like this episode, and we'll talk about some of the favorite parts of it a little bit later on. But it opens up outside the Mayberry post office and see a couple of men and ladies walk by, and Barney walks by and tips his hat. And then just as he walks by some of the older men sitting on a bench, he hears. Now notice this in the episode, Barney didn't see, but he hears someone throw paper on the street. And he turns around and wants to confront him and ask him who threw it. And finally, Chester admits to doing it. And Barney talks about how littering can become a crime wave. You know, Barney's typical exaggeration, making things worse than they actually are. And then he gets him to pick it up, and then he leaves. And a little while later, this huge car comes in. I get a kick out of Judd as he describes the car. He says it's a half acre of a car. And here's something very interesting. When Chester looks down at the license plate on this car, and we find out later it's the governor's car, it reads A1A, and you would expect it to read North Carolina. But look at the license plate. You may have to stop your DVD to see this, but instead of North, it says N-O-T-H, North, and then it says Capolanja. I mean, it's not North Carolina. You know, it's either spelled incorrectly. It is spelled incorrectly, but they also try to give the impression that maybe the license plate's worn out a little bit, which I don't know that would happen on a governor's car. But anyway, I don't know the reason for this. I've heard suggestions that maybe that they were concerned about having legal problems with having the actual North Carolina plate on for the governor. I don't know about that. But again, very interesting thing that you can note on this particular episode. But anyway, back to the episode. The governor's car is parked in a no parking zone. And Chester and Judge notice this, and they see Barney across the street, and they call him over and basically tell Barney's not doing his job. And Barney pulls out his ticket book and starts to write a ticket. And as he's doing this, the chauffeur comes back out. And for those of you that know the Howard family, this is Ron Howard and Clint Howard's father, Rance Howard, who was around the set quite a bit, and he has a small role in this episode as the governor's chauffeur. So Barney writes out a ticket, and then he gets a little bit upset at himself, and he makes all the men disperse and disassemble. I love the words Barney uses sometimes. But then, you know, you can see the angst on Barney's face when he realizes he's giving the governor a parking ticket. So the next scene, they go to the courthouse, and Andy and Barney are in there, and Barney's trying to explain to Andy about giving a parking ticket, and Barney's expecting Andy to jump all over him, you know, and Andy says, no, you did fine, but, you know, you could have shown him some diplomacy since it was the governor's car. And again, a few seconds later, the mayor comes in, and the mayor is livid that Barney has given the governor a ticket. And notice they call it tagging the governor's car. Giving him a ticket was tagging. You know, today I think we call it ticketing, but back then they call it tagging the governor's car. But anyway, the mayor comes in, and he's demanding that Andy call the governor and apologize. And Andy gets upset with the mayor, and so he sends Barney out of the room. And I like the way, again, the purpose of this was to protect Barney's feelings, so he sends the mayor out. And Andy basically, very in a stern voice, tells the mayor, if you want to call the governor, you call him yourself. And the mayor says he will because he knows the governor. And so there's a cute little scene here where the mayor's talking to the governor, and he's explaining who he is, and it's obvious the governor doesn't know him. So after the mayor gets a little bit embarrassed and frustrated, he gives the phone back to Andy, and Andy explains to the mayor that you know, that his deputy tagged his car, and he's sorry about that. But surprisingly, the governor says no, that he did the right thing. I'm proud that he had you know, the guts to do this. Now, the person playing the governor is an actor by the name of Carl Benton Reed. Now, he played what was known as The Man in the series Burke's Law, and I have no relation to that. It just has my same last name, Burke's Law, from 1965 to 1966. So again, you may recognize this actor if you were familiar with that early series. But again, the governor is proud of Barney for doing this. Well, and the governor tells Andy, he says, you know, I'm going to be in your area. I'm going to come, and I'd like to shake your deputy's hand. And so Andy has the governor repeat all that so the mayor hears it, which was a smart move on Andy's part, because the mayor probably wouldn't believe it. But after the mayor hears this, Andy asks the mayor not to tell Barney what's going to happen. Andy wants to surprise him. So after they get off the phone in courthouse, we see Otis come in. It's on a Friday afternoon, and it's just he and Barney. This is a different scene from the courthouse from when just a few minutes ago. And Barney says, "What are you doing here so early?" And Otis explains, and Barney says, "Well, maybe I ought to frisk you, make sure you don't have any your moonshine stuff." And Otis immediately asks for a pillow. So Barney goes out of the room complaining, getting a pillow, and Otis desperately dumps the moonshine into a water crock, as they call it. We might call it a water jug, but a water crock. And he comes back in, and the mayor happens to call right then, and we find out that Andy has not told Barney yet that the governor's coming. So the mayor, without knowing that Barney didn't know, tells Barney that the governor's coming, but he doesn't explain it why. So Barney hangs up, and he thinks that the governor's coming to town to ridicule him and possibly lose his job over this. So Barney's talking to Otis about it, who's in the cell, and remember, he's dumped the moonshine into the water crock, and so Barney just starts to get, he drinks about 3 or 4 cups of water here, and lo and behold, before we know it, Barney gets drunk. Now, I love seeing Don Knotts play drunk. He does a really good job with this. I'm not sure anybody can outdo Otis, but Don Knotts gives him a run for his money. So a few minutes later, Andy comes in. He finds Barney drunk. And again, Barney's hilarious. The hat he's wearing makes him look even more funny. And Andy decides he needs to take Barney to Andy's house. And there's funny scenes with Barney talking to Andy during this time while he's drunk, and Barney hanging out the window of the squad car. And while this is going on, we go back to another scene at the courthouse where the mayor's coming in, and he's talking to Otis, and the mayor's upset because Andy and Barney aren't at the courthouse when the governor's expected. So the mayor starts drinking from the crock, and Otis still is not telling anybody that he's dumped his moonshine in there. And then the scene jumps back to Andy's house, where Barney's now sober, and he's drinking coffee and said he's never had so many hot and cold showers in his life. They're trying to figure out what happened. Then they realize that Otis must have spiked the spring water, as they call it. So we go back to the courthouse, and as we get back there, we see the chauffeur. Again, this is Rance Howard standing out by the car. They walk in, and the governor's there with one of his aides, and the governor talks to Andy and Barney and shakes Barney's hand and tells him how proud of Barney the governor is. And poor old Barney is so taken by the governor that he can barely talk. And then after Governor Lee says he probably won't wash, you know, spelled W-A-R-S-H, wash his hand for a week. And then they notice, you know, where's the mayor? You know, the mayor certainly wanted to be here to meet the governor. And so they ask Otis, and Otis just points to the back room, and they go back there, and the mayor is sitting in a chair, and he's gassed, as they might call it. So, again, they have to deal with that, and they say hot and cold showers and water and all that kind of stuff. So it was real interesting to see how they dealt with that. And then in the final scene, we see Andy scolding Otis for spiking the spring water, and tells he's going to keep him a little bit longer. And then sort of funny ending to the very end is Barney is seen in the background messing around with the crock, and what we see that he's done, he's actually cleaning out the crock. And he's putting new water in. So Otis gets something to drink, and he takes a drink of the water and spits it out. And says he doesn't understand how people can just drink the water. He's so used to drinking the other stuff. So again, I find that funny. Now, for the trivia question for this episode is, when Otis comes in, he says that he has something to celebrate, and that's why he's drinking, getting started a little early. The question is, what was Otis celebrating? Again, what was Otis celebrating when we talked about entering the courthouse a little bit early on a Friday afternoon? If you think you know the answer to this trivia question, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry, that's B-U-R-K-E, @mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll find, in parentheses, beside the episode name, which again is Barney and the Governor, you'll find the answer to this episode's trivia question. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.